that we are dealing with today, they relate to annual reports. As the general office of reference, the content advisor has taken leave of the doctor to manage our assistance with the presentation. And expected of us as well is to deal with matters related to BRRR. What do you call that thing? Full budget review report recommendation. Something to that effect. To understand that it is required by law that we have to engage with processes. They have their own deadline, which we have no option but to meet. And then the rest, we shall have to take it as part of our work, as we do our oversight. And both the executive and also the executive are supportive of the question. Okay, without waste of time, if there are any other things else, we shall then have to... we have a new corporate executive for the AG's office. We shall have to introduce ourselves and the team of the usual suspects. And then we take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate. I'm the corporate executive responsible for some of the national departments, one of them water affairs. My name is Alice Miller. And the usual suspects, as you call them, is Seto Shivango and Stephen Pelele. Seto is going to do the presentation this morning. We structured the presentation in a manner, in a form of slides. We will also be handing out slides here in the course of the presentation. We just made one or two small changes this morning, so they are different in those pages for us. We would like to suggest, Chair, that we go through the slides and that the members make their comments, and then that we deal with the questions at the end of the session. That will actually allow us to be much more effective during this process. The information that's collated in the slides deal with four entities. We've got the Department of Water Affairs, the Water Trading Entities, the WRC, and the GCPA. So what's included in this slide is those four entities. And with your permission, Chair, I'm going to hand over to Chair to do the presentation.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Alice has already indicated we'll be giving you all the outcomes for the four entities. So the three entities are the Department of Water and Sanitation, DCTA, Water Stage Commission, and the Water Trading Entity. And as usual, we have to take you through our presentation for this information, which states that the Auditor General of South Africa has a constitutional mandate and as a Supreme Audit Institution of South Africa. It exists to strengthen our country's democracy by enabling oversight, accountability, and governance in the public sector through auditing, thereby building public confidence. And the purpose of this presentation is to provide the members of parliament with the necessary information on the audit outcomes for the portfolio of water and sanitation to enable the portfolio committee to effectively execute the audit. We will be dealing with the audit outcomes, the drivers of internal controls, the root causes, and the assurance provided by key role players, key recommendations and oversight model, which is for your information at the end of the slide. This slide projects the summary of the overall outcomes for the four entities for the past 3 financial years. You can see that the TCTA has been consistent in achieving a clean audit, meaning that they had no qualifications in the financial affairs, and also they had no non-compliance issues in the audit report, as well as performance information issues. Also, the Audit Commission regret when you compare 2013 to 2014. In 2013, Audit Commission, it was yellow, meaning that they were financially unqualified. We didn't find any issues with their financial affairs, but we had issues with compliance with the laws and regulations, as well as performance information. For 2014, they were unfortunately qualified as a result of the trade receivables balance that we couldn't satisfy ourselves with. Water affairs, water trading entities, so the water sanitation are still used to the old names. Department of Water and Sanitation and Water Trading Entities have remained in the report category, meaning that they've been qualified over the past 3 years, both financially and also their findings on compliance with laws and regulations and issues on the usefulness and reliability of their financial reporting. This is just another slide showing the same results in the same information as the previous slide, but in a different format. And this also it shows the same information in a different format. This slide, the purpose of this slide is to show you that when we compare 2013-14 to 2013, the quality of the financial statements that we received on the 31st of May compared to the tabled financial statements that are tabled in Parliament. If you look at the first part, the outcomes, if not corrected, for 2012-13, the Department of Water and Sanitation, Water Research Commission and Water Trading Entity has been financially qualified except for TCTA. But after the audit, after the management process, audit adjustments and address some of the audit queries, you can see that Water Research Commission managed to get an unqualified audit opinion, as opposed to the Department of Water, Water and Sanitation, Water Trading Entity. The outcomes were different in 2013-14, whereby the quality of the submitted financial statement was not impacted by the audit. Can see only TCTA remained constant before and after the audit. Even the three entities, the audit outcomes, I mean the audit intervention didn't change the outcomes or the quality of the report submitted on 31st of May. Now, this slide talks to performance information. Overall, we're saying that only one entity managed to submit an annual performance report that was useful and reliable for the past 2 years. You can see that the Water Research Commission think 2011-12, it was in the green bracket, meaning that we were happy with the performance information, but it progressed in 2013 and 2014. But I'd like to mention that in 2014, the Department of Water and Sanitation, we noted an improvement with regards to Program 2. Because that program, we managed to satisfy ourselves with regards to the reliability and usefulness of the information. We've noted over the years that the Department of Water and Sanitation is really making an effort in dealing with the issues in performance information and performance reporting. This is the slide relates to the breakdown of the common findings in performance information. Here we're saying two entities had issues with the reliability of the reported performance information. With respect to us not getting control over the supporting evidence to support the reported performance in the annual report. And those two entities being Water Trading Entity and the Department of Water and Sanitation. That green thing, arrow or tick mark facing up, it means when it comes to liability, when compared to 2012-13, the previous financial year, we see an improvement because in the previous year, we had three entities sitting in that category. We had issue last year with Water Research Commission with regards to the reliability of the student because they normally sponsor students who do research at the university. We couldn't verify the validity of those students because they couldn't give us the ID numbers. They worked around that program and we are happy with reported performance for that particular objective. And now when you move up to usefulness, we have three entities that we couldn't satisfy ourselves with regards to their targets or being smart or indicators being well defined. And those entities are the Department of Water and Sanitation, Water Trading Entity, and Water Research Commission. It regressed because last year we only had two entities, being the Department of Water and Sanitation and Water Trading Entity. Water Research Commission increased the number to three because we had issues in the research portfolio. This slide talks to the status of compliance with laws and regulations. We're saying that we have significant non-compliance with legislation in three of the audits, being the Department of Water and Sanitation, Water Research Commission, and Water Trading Entity. And if you can see in 2014, this non-compliance refers to the non-compliance reported in the audit report. Referring to the ones that is sitting in the management report. We're talking to significant ones that are reported in the audit report. You'll see the Department of Water and Sanitation had five issues this year. We'll talk to the details later. But overall, you can see there's no movement for the past 3 years. The same entities have been getting the same outcomes with regards to significant compliance, even though there's improvements within, there's improvements within, but when you look at the overall picture, you won't see it, but when you dig deep, when you dissect the non-compliance that we were dealing with previously compared to them, you can see that they are trying to resolve those issues, even though they are still struggling at the overall level. This is the common areas that we reported in the current year versus the previous year. The dark blue one refers to the current year, and the light blue refers to the previous financial year. You can see the first one, quality of financial statements submitted for auditing. It talks to that slide there with the two cycles previous that shows the financial statements before the audit and after the audit. So you can see that the Department of Water and Sanitation, Water Research Commission, and Water Trading Entity, for the past 2 years, we had issues in their financial statements, meaning that we had material corrections made to the financial statements submitted for audit. In procurement and contract management, we have issues there as well. It talks to your, mostly your irregular expenditure. Your payments within 30 days, they fall into that category for suppliers on the within 30 days. And also, the revenue management, you can see the Water Research Commission, current year, last year it was Water Trading Entity. And also, human resource management, it's mainly the Department of Water and Sanitation there, which is a lot of HR-related non-compliance. Now the irregular expenditure. We say overall, when we assess the department and its entities, 2012-13 versus 2013-14, the overall irregular expenditure incurred decreased from 68.2 million to 51.2 million. The major culprit in the current year is the Water Trading Entity. It's followed by the Department of Water and Sanitation, TCTA, with WRC having the lowest irregular expenditure amount of all. For the Department of Water affairs, the irregular expenditure refers mainly to procurement whereby quotations were not obtained for procurement of transaction above 30,000. But not qualifying for and also where competitive bidding was not followed, where it was required. Water Research Commission was mainly the preference point system not applied. Steve Ray can take you through the Water Trading Entity Report.
Thank you, Chair. The bulk of what makes up the irregular expenditure for water trading is where you find that in procuring the services which are mostly above 30,000 in required tax clearance certificates, you find that a chunk of it is where those tax clearance certificates were not obtained, and the other about 500,000 where there wasn't any competitive bidding that took place. You see that the others just become a bit spread amongst the various non-compliance issues, but also still talking to where quotations should have been sourced. There wasn't any written quotations which could establish. But I think the chunk of it was more on the non-obtaining of the tax clearance certificate.
Okay. And this irregular expenditure, it only refers to the amount incurred in the current year. I would also like to mention that the Department of Water and Sanitation condoned 920 million of irregular expenditure in the current year. But that irregular expenditure was incurred in the prior financial years. Okay. The chunk of the 920 million that was condoned this year relates to 869 million that was incurred 3 or 4 years ago, mainly on the RB transfers for the incorrect treatment. It was the jail would like to say that the money was not lost or stolen there. The project were done. The issue there was the compliance with the laws in terms of treating the transfers. So we involved Treasury in the when this irregularity was closed. To the fruitless and wasteful expenditure incurred. Sorry, Chair. I would like to welcome our new business executive, Mr. Musa Rong, who replaced Ms. Corne Meda.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Musa Fongwa. I'm the new business executive for the Auditor of Waterhouse, but I'm not new at the AG. I've been auditing other departments.
Thank you. Thank you. The fruitless and wasteful expenditure incurred by the four entities. Overall, there was a significant increase in the irregular expenditure incurred in 2014 compared to 2016. So still on the irregular. I think the culprit there was the water drilling entity. I think Steve can take you through the details of the.
Thank you, Chair. I think the big chunk of that fruitless and wasteful expenditure is disclosed on page 327. You see that it's a deviation of scope on one contract, where they had to, I think that it was approved initially for just a mechanical gate that could be installed, and then they went a bit further to include automated ones, which resulted in an increased amount over and above the scope, and that approval actually came only subsequent. It wasn't approved prior to the incurrence of that amount. And you will also note that just underneath that disclosure in the same page, that there's a possible fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and this relates to some pipes which were laid at the Nandoni Dam and which has to be removed because of the lesser quality than had initially been expected. And I think the department has engaged legal here to try and determine whether this should have been prevented prior or could have been prevented prior to actually testing the pipes underground themselves. So then that once that determination has been done and the costing has been done, the impact of that possible fruitless expenditure will probably come onto the note itself. Thank you, Chair.
Fruitcakes and Whisk Flexibility and Cater at the Department of Water and Sanitation was mainly, the bulk of it came from the security contract at head office. They installed this new finger, where you use your finger prints, your thumb to access the premises. But for some reason, that the company that they appointed was liquidated. And that money now spent is fruitless because the security system, some of them were installed but not functioning to the expected level. And the other case was on legal costs, where the case was lost on appeal. The other one is more on the traveling, where staff failed to notify the travel agents when they cannot make it to the booked accommodation. It's a mostly no show. I need small amounts, but they add up. We also have bad pay to non-bed vendors. And training not attended. Someone would accept training, and they don't teach for that training. Also interest on overdue accounts to ESCOM and some municipalities for rates and taxes. Water Research, for the Water Research Commission didn't incur any fruitless. PCTA incurred a small amount of 52,000 compared to zero last year. And the next slide is the drivers of internal controls and the four entities. And here it is saying that where you see a green means good. It means they are controlled, even though there may be issues, but they are manageable. Let's say it's 100% clear, but because we can be comfortable with those controls and implementation thereof. The yellowish part, we are saying, yes, maybe there are controls, but we are concerned with the overall monitoring and review or follow-ups in terms of making sure that those processes are in place 365 days. And the red part, the pink part, is where we say there are no controls at all for specific sections, or the controls that are there are inadequate. Therefore, they will not be able to achieve the intended purpose. You can see the red areas, there's your ICT governance and controls. And maybe stop to water trading entity and the Department of Water and Sanitation. They have ICT challenges there with regards to your disaster recovery plan. They use the access controls. But what they've done in the previous year, the year that we just audited, they have appointed the new CIO, the Chief Information Officer, who's overseeing the ICT unit. She started last year, August or September, because the former CIO resigned early last year. The other area where we have it's also the Department of Water and Sanitation. As you can see, we're having issues there with URB commitments, supporting documents not being readily available for audit, even for their own internal usage. Reconciliations and all those other things. And the last part there is your daily and monthly controls. The red area there is also the Department of Water and Sanitation. Sorry, I forgot to mention the other entity there that's in the red of record keeping. That means the water treatment. Next process that we summed up for this portfolio. recommendations. We have recommendations dating back to 2009, 2011, which are still not implemented by management. I'll hand over to Phyllis.
Okay, on the next slide, when we look at the different levels, and it's actually important that we just talk about what is expected from the different levels in the context of what is disclosed in the slide. Firstly, you would like to see senior management doing their function adequately. So that's where the whole change starts. It starts with senior management. And making sure that the internal control environment is sound and conducive to produce reliable information. Now, you will note that both the department and water trading entity could not provide information that are, and from that level, are sound. That then impacts the ability of the accounting officer to give that the same assurance then. Both the, all three, it's the senior management, the accounting officer, and the executive makes up the first level of assurance. Now, as you go up, even when you get the executive, it's difficult for the executive authority to provide assurance if the accounting officer can't provide the assurance. But what we've seen, and why it's yellow, is that the executive authority, once information does reach the executive authority, there are some action taken. And we've seen that we can then rely on the assurance that's provided by the executive. Internal audit, as Seppo has mentioned, is only providing limited assurance currently. And that limited assurance is basically because of the fact that management is not taking the internal audit serious, but also there is a capacity issue within internal audit in the department of in the department as well as water trading entity. The audit committees are providing some assurance. The green one is TCTA, where the assurance that's provided is adequate. And then the portfolio committee, again, Chair, we were comfortable last year that the assurance that's been provided by the portfolio committee is adequate. Again, the roll-up happens, and what we could assess the portfolio committee on is the information that actually reached the portfolio committee and whether action is then taken by the portfolio committee. This assurance model is very important, and we've seen instances where once you've addressed the first level of assurance, the audit outcomes improve. And it's very important that that concept is cemented. So senior management needs to take control of the internal control environment. And once senior management is providing that required assurance, you will see the improvement in the audit outcomes. So between senior management and accounting officer, they're responsible for the internal control environment.
Mm-hmm. The next slide focuses on the key recommendations for improving the audit outcomes in the portfolio. We believe that if you strengthen the following to create a control environment that supports reliable financial and performance reporting and compliance with legislation, increased stability within the portfolio by filling key vacant positions. Especially the positions just below DDGs, your chief directors and directors, because that's where things happen. Increased competence of employees by encouraging continuous learning and training. So most of this non-compliance, I mean, the legislation is out there, regulations are out there, but sometimes you can see the lack of regular training and update, so to keep on reminding the employees increase continuous monitoring and improvement of business processes. Hold senior officials accountable for non-compliance with laws and regulations.
Internal controls, policies and procedures
that they are implementing on a daily basis.
Yes. You can establish controls, but you need to monitor them to ensure that they are working at the level that you intended them to produce the desired outcomes. And also hold senior officials accountable for non-compliance with laws and regulations.
Implement adequate systems, processes to support accurate, reliable financial and performance information reporting. Implementing adequate systems, processes to focus on overall compliance and include consequence management when necessary. Lastly, financial and performance management to enhance the checks and balances during the year to ensure that all the consultations are done on a daily basis. This will also avoid the situation whereby, if you look at that slide where it showed the financial statements submitted for audit versus the financial statements after the audit, to avoid the tendency of submitting financial statements just for compliance on the 1st of May and hope that the auditors will pick up and you will just pass the adjustments. But that is more at the Department of Water Sanitation. I think it's been happening for the past, I don't know how many years. The higher students have been there for 6 years now.
On the oversight model, I'm sure you are familiar with this oversight model, and it talks from the stance of policy development and how policy then influences the strategic planning process, which then follows through to the planning and budgeting processes, in-year monitoring that needs to happen, the year-end reporting that will eventually flow from that, and then the accountability chain is then completed and the process starts. What's important here is, and Seth is going to talk now about the performance management improvements that we would like to see happening, is that the departments regularly monitor the strategic plan. Especially in the Department of Water, Affairs and Sanitation, where we've seen a low instance of actually achieving their targets. And for them to improve the reporting against those objectives, it's important that they continuously monitor the achievements, but also hold people accountable. Again, you assign the responsibility, you hold people accountable where the performance is then not up to standard.
Just for sharing with the committee, the considerations when dealing with performance monitoring. First one should be the strategic plans and annual performance plans for the entities aligned to the national development plan. Secondly, does the entity have adequate resources, human and financial, available to achieve predetermined objectives? Are the targets realistic? Can it be done? How are the entities ensuring that strategic plans and annual performance plans will be achieved? Performance contracts, quarterly monitoring, etc. The portfolio committee should review the quarterly progress of entities with regards to determined, predetermined objectives and contributions to NDP. The portfolio committee should review annual achievement of predetermined objectives by entities via annual reports. The portfolio committee should approve and track changes to strategic plans and annual performance reports. And the last slide just says how the Philippine administration improve the service delivery. I'll hand it over to Eric.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is a very important model. It actually encapsulates what will eventually get us to a clean audit if you look at the bottom, the four surface and the entity. In the middle of that triangle is the independent audit and the reporting by the AG. But on top of it, it starts with robust financial and performance management systems. Any good outcome starts there. You, on the left-hand side, you have the oversight accountability, and then also the commitment and ethical behaviors. These elements make up a good foundation for good service delivery. If we don't have commitment and ethical behavior, you tend to be on shaky ground. And what we then see is that this will then eventually result in, I'm doing it on my slide instead of on papers, in improved service delivery. Maybe just to close off this section as well, Chief. Generally, when we get to this part, there's a question to say, but what should be some of the repercussions for non-compliance? Who should now act on some of the matters? And just to make it easy, the AG has published a little booklet that's also available to all the members. It says, in brief, the Auditor General of South Africa. But on page 44 to 65, there's some guidelines where we've analyzed some of the legislation to say, these are the actions that can be taken and by who should they be taken. In some instances, it should be taken by the accounting officer, some instances by the executive authority. There's some actions that need to be taken by National Treasury, but we found that the legislation is there. It's just the actions that need to flow from this legislation that are not always happening. So this is just in an effort to address some of the concerns that normally happen. Just to, as a last comment, and I would like to use this to recap, we've also issued a Word document. I don't know whether that's been distributed to everybody. That just is what is being issued now. That just supports also the slide presentation. It's in a lot more detail. We realize that we cannot talk in detail in an hour to everything. So we've given you an additional Word document as well. But in short, Chair, there's a few concerns that we have if we look at the portfolio. The first one is the leadership of the department that is not there. For the last number of years, the current acting DG has been acting for a number of times. And we need to resolve that issue. We need to stabilize the department. There needs to be an effort to address the skills level in the department. And we've basically had a discussion with the previous minister on this matter as well. And it's twofold, Chair. There's a skills issue in the provinces, but there's also a challenge that's going to face the department pretty soon, and that's the average age of this in the department. The department doesn't implement sustainable solutions to build capacity. There might be a vacuum soon in the department, and it's something that we need to prevent before it happens. The third issue is the control environment, and it's also the whole culture in the department needs to be attended to. People are just the performance management, and let me link it to the performance management system. There's just too many internal control failures in the department. And when people talk about consequences, it really relates to this. Where the line management is not holding people accountable for doing an excellent job on a daily basis. That's actually what's required from public services, to say, let's do our job well every day. And then, in a fourth place, Chair, I think the department has attempted to address the ICT environment, by appointing the new CIO and having a new ICT contract in place as well. But there's a number of ICT deficiencies in the department that, again, if not addressed adequately, might come back and result in other failures along the line. So the ICT environment is an environment that I am worried about. In the Word document, we listed all the ICT findings. Those are not in the audit report. It's normally in the management report, but because it's so important, we've included it in the document for you. And it's basically for the department then to monitor the progress, for the committee then, to monitor the progress against some of those findings that we have in the ICT environment. I'm really concerned about the disability in their ICT environment. Thank you, Chair. We will take any questions.
Thanks, Tim from the Office of the Auditor General. Members, that is the proof. The aim of this proof is simply to assist us as we meet with the department and the entities that we are about. Welcome, Mr. Garth. To an extent that as we engage with the Office of Auditor General, we might be tempted to get them responding to some of the issues raised, which unfortunately it will have to be the department, not them. So ours really is to empower ourselves more and more on the kind of briefing that or submission that we did receive from the Office of the Auditor General. If you like, they are the messengers, let's not shoot them. They are the messengers of goodwill. Who happen to find themselves in a position where they are here more than anything else to assist us. So, that is the briefing. Can you take us? I was just keen to ask the members of the school into. Looking on the matter, again, here the line is going to be very thin. You spoke about alignment of the programs. To understand where a load alignment to help to talk to the national vision of the country is insulated in your plan. I was equally keen. The department always, since we came in this committee, so they've been talking about a 670 million budget that looks into an infrastructure plan for the next 10 years. I'm not sure when that 10 years starts and whether that budget has already been allocated. I'm aware that this is a matter probably that does not even reside within the department, more within PICC. To an extent, that alignment is equally to be seen in terms of budget this time around. It's to be seen within that 670 plan as budget is for. Because it looks into infrastructure, as it were. I'm just keen if you have been able to pick on any. Any takers, other members? Maybe you might just take notes in the meantime. Maybe you just take two or three of those. In the absence of any, we can respond to that.
Chair, we don't have a specific date in terms of
when the plan is starting in this. But from where we're sitting, what we know is your new infrastructure grant that we initiated last year is financially part of the project going forward to try and but this one is looking more into the infrastructure backlog in the country for water sanitation. Yes, and some of these grants that we did, that the department is dealing with, like your Arabic, the regional bulk infrastructure grant, and your new one, the municipal infrastructure grant, they are part of those grants that are trying to accelerate the eradication of the backlog. But I think the department will be in a better position to respond to the question.
Members, if there are any other takers? Mama, come on.
Ibonge Auditor General Namhlanje. Owami nje umbuzo omncane ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi leli hhovisi lika Auditor General libe namandla okulwa kuzwakale kulabo abangawulandeli umthetho wokuphathwa kwezimali. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. To the Office of the Auditor General, my question is, how can we make sure that we sort of empower the Auditor General's office to make it a point that it has got powers to punish those who are deviating from the laws of managing the state funds? Thank you.
I believe that is the reason why we actually issued this booklet, because currently we don't have those powers. According to the Constitution, we have to audit and report. That's where our responsibility stops. But the question has been asked in numerous forums, and that's why we then decided to compile this booklet, because there's actually quite a lot in the legislation. Where certain individuals can actually take some steps. If you look at the PFMA, for instance, the PFMA says the accounting officer can be held accountable for misconduct. And it's not the auditor general that needs to institute the actions, it is actually the executive authority, which is the minister that must start instituting those actions. And that's why we've then analysed the responsibility. So the role and responsibility is then set out in this project.
Welcome, Mama. We did get your apology. I wonder whether we still have many or any questions about that. Clearly, these are issues that really talk to the department direction. I mean, if we were to ask the Auditor General about the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, ask them about no show for accommodation. In fact, I have been quite keen and very interested in understanding those details. Because what we do here is that generally, you know, there would have been such a, you know, no show for accommodation is reflecting. And training expected of some of the officials, but not the case of the security company, what then happened later. Clearly the line is very thin here between yourselves, and if you are able to respond, it would be more appreciated.
See, maybe my response is limited, but maybe empowering. In the financial statements, the department lists all those instances. So it will be good for the committee to then review those lists and then ask the committee, the department, very specific information about very specific incidents. That will maybe facilitate a good conversation with the department. To pick out those that are actually big and try and understand why did it happen and what happened as a result of it. Was people taken to task if they had to repay the money? What was the action? Maybe just page for WTE is page 327, and for the department is page 248. Yeah, 327 and 248. The details are listed in the.
Any further questions and members, unless we have accepted those, that shall not be a crime as well. One old man would have been saying, you know, it is Zulu. No more Makulma, say not.
If you have not said it, but you are still a man.
Babu Babu too. Now, if there are any, if there are no further, then we shall have to thank the Office of the Auditor General always for the good work done in Accra. These are obviously issues that shall have to be raised by us with the National Department of Water and Sanitation. All the issues raised. At the center of it all, I'm not sure from maybe that could be my last question. You see, fortunately you have moved away from, well, whilst you are still on financial performance, which is your core area of business, added to that equally is now performance. Audit. With your targets, whether or not shall it be met, typically you have a department here that has, what is the average spend? 93%? Thereabout. To an extent, it is able to say, out of this spend, you shall have achieved. Okay. Out of this, I guess it's got to do with the fifth parliament. Out of this spend, you shall have been able to achieve this much. And what has been this much in this past financial year? Especially in relation to your target. Mm-hmm. To an extent you are now able to say, yes, you are on track. At the end, for me, from where I'm seated, I would imagine I'm speaking on behalf of all of us here. What brings us here is not the parliament. It is to champion the interests of those who are better off. To have their lives improved for the better. Whether that has happened, that's what I am talking about, and it's not about that performance, what is it, if you like. In addition to the financial audit work that you are doing, which is your core area of business, you are auditors. In fact, financial auditor, whether we are able to talk about performance audit work. It is now part of your audit responsibility.
Okay, let me respond in two ways. The first one is to say what we found is that not enough attention is being given by the department to firstly make sure that their level of performance is properly captured in their results. And that's what we call in our reports the usefulness of the information. Is it useful? Is it very clear on what they must perform? Is it measurable? Is it time bound? And so is it useful? Is that target going to be so clear on what is the level of performance that are required? And I've had a conversation the other day with somebody that says to me, a good example says, you cannot have a measure that says we want a better world. Because what will tell you whether it's a better world or not? And that's why it's important. You cannot just have a global statement. We must be very clear on what is the level of performance that we want. First of all, an assessment of the department that improved on program 2. Program 3 and 4 we were still concerned about. So that's where in the next year we need to focus on. Starting at the beginning. Then from there we need to make sure that responsibilities are allocated to people and that they then perform against them. And that there's a system that tells you how they do. How is it possible to report against a specific target if there's no information coming through and we can actually tick the box to say information that are coming through is reliable? In my second response, Chair, would be to say we're going through the process now, or the department is going through it, to develop the new strat plan for the next year. It will be good for the committee to pay attention to those requirements of what should ideally be in that strategic plan, not only in terms of mandates, but also how they formulate it. And then what the AG is also doing, we're doing an early audit on the APT. So as soon as those targets are available, we will be able to do a review of them and get back to you to say these targets actually meet the criteria, or it still don't meet the criteria. Because to be honest with you, Chair, we've been phasing in the audit against predetermined objective now for 8 years. We should not have a department anymore that has issues with useful. Those boxes should have been fixed by now. In the water phase, the big challenge that we've had was the leadership instability. It created an unstable environment, especially in terms of setting targets. And we need to deal with that. But what we can do as the office is to do an early audit on the usefulness, so that at least by next year we can put that behind us. Okay, usefulness is being dealt with, but what now remains is to make sure that when we report against those targets, it's a reliable report. Because currently, if we report something and the AG come, if the department reports against the target and we come and we say it's not reliable, it actually tells you that it's not truthful. And it reflects back on the department. Rather saying we didn't achieve the target and this is the reason why we didn't achieve it, than to have an instance where we have to report that it's the information that's reported is not reliable. I'll ask for comments.
The lieutenants are looking and the other general is also looking.
I think what we've picked up the department over the years is that people that are taking performance information serious, your lower level staff, should be driven by the DDG. We don't tell you that people that the DDG is not taking performance reporting serious. It's punishing the DDG and keep the situation. We expect those DDGs to take accountability for the performance of their allocated positions. We have DDG, the NWRI, the Federated DDG, CFO level DDG. We expect them to take accountability for their performance. But we can see that the junior guys who are trying to they don't have influence. Sometimes you cannot hold someone, your peer accountable, or someone above you. So that's why we can appreciate it. You can be driven by the DDG.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor. Can you please clarify for us on this file? What do you mean by effective leadership? Because according to your slide 14, you indicated there that there is no intervention that you can do.
Maybe just a quick one as well. I'm not picking it up from where you are put it. Is the department having two sort of offices? Probably in the regions or elsewhere. We've got two main accounts there, two accounts. We've got water trading and water and the water affairs. Are the two separate offices out there where you deliver as expected?
We have a department there and the water department. They share the same DG. They share the same audit committee and internal audit function. But where the difference occurs is that from DG, when I said each directorate has a DDG, the water trading entity is one of the directorates. For instance, you have a DDG for water trading entity, just as much as you have a DDG for there's a lot of DDGs. They use like DDGs communication. Now, water trading entity is one of the directorates, but out there, they are supposed to have separate operations. For instance, water trading entity will have a construction site, and they call themselves clusters. The department has regions each and every province. But you have an instance where they are sharing offices. And that's where also the clash comes in, where in terms of capacity, you have people doing multiple tasks, working, doing functions for both, or sharing the same office. And sometimes it's difficult to distinguish who's up and who's struggling with that, the same line.
Chair, the only addition I can make after what I said is to say at the regions you find that they have a regional office, and that regional office accommodates both WCE and water and the main account. But because water trading then have remote projects where they either do the construction, as you were saying, or they have a specific office that's responsible for the collection of revenue or amongst a certain area demarcation of farmers, then they would have a bit of a satellite office there, which becomes a representation, which now becomes like an extension of WTE. So you find that from an administrative office, they would have a regional office which accommodates both, And then better than that, as an extension, you would find that you have these other satellite offices which would accommodate the Gambia TV closer to the construction or the demarcated area of farmers where they collect the revenue.
Thank you. It's basically four things that we look at. And when we evaluate effective leadership, we assess whether these basic elements are in place. One of the basics are, is there a code of ethics in the department? Not necessarily whether they've been, it's been implemented, but is it there? Is there an action plan to deal with these or the support matters? Is there a quality management system in the department? And then, how do the head system? Now, we've seen an improvement in basically the financial management. If you look at those, if you look at performance and reporting, that's getting there. What we expect to see is that in 1 or 2 years' time, it needs to, the leadership needs to influence the actual financial performance of the department. Because you cannot have just tick the box and say, okay, there's a goal, we need to live it. You now need to take it beyond that and say, is it implemented? Does the department implement a committee that looks at the, for instance, the irregular expenditure? And we can actually see that that value is coming through. What we would like to see in the future is that the committee that looks at the ethics and the irregular expenditure also goes beyond just looking at those, but also looking at the general non-compliance in the department. Who is responsible for the non-compliance and how do they deal with it? So this is a good start, I must be honest. If we can get the leadership issue resolved, it will eventually result in better performance. My only concern is that where you still have a matter that is hanging, where the acting DG has been acting now since January last year, it might not be sustainable. The sooner the minister stabilize the leadership again, the sooner we will see that impact, the results happening in the performance of financial management.
Mama, can you last one?
Yeah, we want to have shadow conclusion and so.
And ngibonga Shalo, la kunombuzo engubhekise kuwena kodwa noma ungaphendulwa yilaba oza kuthi abakhona abasifikele. Abantu bayaqhubeka nokuphatha izimali zikahulumeni budedengu ngenxa yokuthi bayazi ukuthi u-Auditor General akanawo amandla okubajezisa uma bephambuka ngenxa yalezi mali. Manje umbuzo wami, ubani okufanele abajezise labo abaphambukayo?
Yeah, thank you, sir. My question is either to you or to our visitors. Chair, because people are continuing to mismanage the state funds, because they are aware that the Auditor General does not have the powers to hold them accountable if they deviate. Now, who must discipline those who deviate? The question, umbuzo ulula kabi empeleni. Masikhuluma iqiniso, thina la eParliament akukho umthetho la uthi uma oya okuqala masiqale eqaleni qala masiqale sithi mna ngiye ngibe nomdla omkhulu uma sithi uhulumene udla imali sisho sithi kulaba sikhuluma ngabo ngubani udla imali simsho ibe negama lakhe or amagama wabo so basikhuluma la water and sanitation sisho ukuthi ubani lapha ku-water and sanitation if mhlawumbe sinamahloni simsho ecaleni ukuthi ubani isiyamazi okwesibili asinabo umthetho awukho umthetho la othi thina singamalunga epalamente sizothi ma sibona okureportiwe i-officer of the general ukuthi kwenzekeni akwenzakani ini sithi thina le official le mayihambe kuba iwenza umsebenzi wayo akukho umthetho njalo kuyi-DG director general or minister onelungelo lalo lokho thina le malunga epalamente sizogcina sithi siyaproposa ukuthi loku kumele kulungiswe ngalo hlobo ngalo hlobo ngalo hlobo ibe uminister ibe u-DG ozothi ahlale phansi asho ukuthi empeleni naye i-information esinayo enothi isebenzele bona ukuthi empeleni kwenzeke lokhu kushiwo i-committee ye-parliament kuba thina asina-contract esiyisanile kunye nabo esiyisanile sine-contract yethu nabantu esibamele ukuthi sizoletha utshintsho empilweni naleyo contract nje bahlizla so thina-ke ukuthi labo bekumele benzeke yonke leyo nto leyo bayekwenza naloko or abakwenzi okwethu ukuthi sibakhombise ukuthi niyabheda ke la nala nala sikuba yi-department ke uminister or u-DG athi-ke ayenze ukuthi lo siyabheda akawenzi lo msebenzi kumele kuyawenza and kudala ukukhulunywa ngalo mdaba lo angazi ukuthi kuphazaukuphendulela nami silale siyazwa sonke mosne elise nawe jwa siyazwa mas konke nawujwayena akunasidingo sisolile but it's because of story. Mhlawumbe ke sinikeze u-Elise sihlangabe kuqhubeke ngayo ukuphendula lowo mbuzo or ba amahlambu hlomba ba buhlongwe
comment on that. I think we all have separate responsibilities. Like my colleague was saying that we as the auditor general, we have the constitution has to audit and report. So it is our main responsibility to bring the information to the attention of you know, those who have the authority to act. For example, if you look at the department, we do have the DG, who is the responsible for the department. For the entity, we do have the, for example, the accounting authority, who is responsible for that, and then it goes to the executive who is the minister, and then it comes to the offside bodies, like this committee as well. And I think all those different structures have got a part to play, you know, in the whole area of making sure that of accountability, and I think if all of those bodies did their part, at least you know something could be achieved. There's no one body that has all the powers. I can make an example of like the referee cannot be and the player as well. You know, the referee has got to do what the referee is supposed to do, and the players have to play as well. And that is how the democracy works, you know, with the separation of the powers.
umama ufuna ukubuza wokugcina gcina gcina.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo umphuthuzi. Eqiniso nje engafuna ukubuza, inhloso yami yokuthi sihlale ngizwe kahle vele, uma ngase uthathe azithi unomsebenzi unikeze abantu ukuthi mina nenzani lokhu ungabalandeli bazokwenza noma yini, ngoba ngempela mpela iy'nkinga zingakanje. Yikho ukuthi abantu abalapha kwi-field abenzi le nto lekufanakala, uthole ukuthi izimali abazidlile kodwa uthole ukuthi ayisebenzile ngendlela efanele. Instead of that uthole ukuthi zibuyela back, yabo, while abantu behlupheka. Yabo, njengoba silapha ekuphakathini abantu bayahlupheka, banamanzi, abanamanzi bahluphekile. Yilokho bengikhala ngakuthi ingane noma mangase nje eklasini uthisha vele iy'ngane zingene la, akekho umuntu okugadayo ukuthi lo msebenzi zenza kahle. Awuyikho into ezolunga lapho, zathatha imali ziyibeke eceleni, okunye zithenge lo swidi ngendlela engekho. Ngoba into evelayo la khona la kuvela khona ukuthi kukhona iy'mali ebeyibuye yisebenzisa kusebugebengu, kokunye nala bantu futhi asuthi sithi bakuhlalele lapho khona abaqeqeshiwe ngokufanele. Ngiyabonga.
Ngibongile mama. Masibongeni ku-officer osa-general ukuthi bazibe isikhathi sokuthi babe khona lapha phakathi kwethu. Nolwazi nibasinike lona. Sithemba ukuthi empeleni kuzosiza ukuthi mahlangana kunye ne-department siyakwazi uku-engage informed. Sibe sizawuthatha nje uthujana sokuthi sithole lawa bethu basithathe through i-program. Same content track. Esithemba ukuthi within isikhashana esincane sizokhona ukuthola nalapho. Sinothomani laphaya. U-Sherino uyagula akazokhona ukuza. Uthomani uzosithatha through-ke i-program. Sibongile bakhona. For 5 minutes, we need this tea or coffee. No, Mara? There's no tea. Why? Huh? Oh. Yeah, apologies. Maybe going forward, members, I'm used to simply just going through all the way. When it is 11 o'clock, let's quietly, you know, sneak out and then grab tea or coffee. Because currently they bring that to around 11 o'clock.
So the
this is the second worst opinion which the department has received. There are some which deals with that first opinion disclaimer where the department cannot provide any documentation to support the image of the performance. Right, having said that, I think I will delve into the actual presentation. So I should advise that I should not go through the issues of background and those kind of things. So I will go straight to making reasons for, in fact, analysis of expenditure. I'm sure my presentation, there's no page numbers there, so that it's analysis of expenditure in detail. Okay, from that one we can easily see that the department in terms of expenditure, previous year the department spent 96% of the budget, so they only fell short of 4%, and then last year they spent 98.8%, so there is improvement in terms of spending the budget. Whether that means service has reached the people or not, that is a story for another day, or that has to be assessed through a performance assessment, which looks at that particular issue. So then we can move on to the other slide, the following slide, which is about the causes of an expenditure. So the reviews are still the same as the previous year, but you can see that a lot has to do with vacancies that are not filled in the department. So that's why then you find that they've got that little expenditure in terms of spending the budget. And then in terms of where they spend most of their money, it's one big one is the National Integrated Waste Information Water Information System. That is the information technology that the department is trying to put together. Because as you see, one of the reasons of the qualified audit is because of not a proper or inadequate information system. So they're struggling in terms of maintaining a proper record. Right, then let's look at the analysis of main account, the strategic outcome oriented goals. It is very clear that they've divided the targets into four columns. There are those ones which they have achieved more than 100%, and there are those ones which they have achieved less than 50%. So if we look from the first one, which is an efficient, effective, and development-oriented sector leader, you can see there that they have achieved 33% or overachieved in terms of those ones which were under overachieved, and then achieved 100% for 8%. So that is how you read, but the bottom line is the department in this regard has not done badly. There is some improvement compared to the previous year. Right, then I think let's move on to now the Auditor General's report. That is another slide there. I've highlighted four issues that informed the qualified audit opinion. First one is inadequate management systems that resulted into poor record keeping. And then there are big commitments misstated. Misstatements refers to issues of incorrect or omitted information on a financial statement. So it doesn't mean that maybe the money has been stolen or something. It just means that they could not prove that this money has been spent on a particular issue. So there is no proof. In fact, let's say maybe if they are saying they bought 10 bottles of water, then they cannot prove to give a receipt that they received when they paid for that particular product. And then another one is adequate controls to maintain records. So there are no checks and balances in the department that they use to control or to maintain records to make sure that when they spend, then they are recording properly. That's why they find that they spend so much money trying to establish this information technology system, which will help in terms of maintaining records. the other finding was around the issue of water use licensing. By law, they are required that when the issue is licensed, they have got to put it up on the system so that anyone who wants to see who owns a license to use is possible to a particular water in a particular area, they've got to go to that particular registration management system and then identify that particular license. And that is a finding because then the department could not deal properly local water users. So in other words, then they could not account for the money they received through charging for water supply. Right, that brings us to the last slide, which deals with issues for consideration. These are possible issues that the members can seek clarity from government, so to say. One is in terms of using consultants. The use of consultants has, I think, increased in the recent past. In this case, they've spent approximately half a billion. So that is a lot of money. So I think then the department or the committee can try to find out from the department why is that the case. And then another one is around the achievement of strategic outcome oriented goals. There are some which are not specifically achieved. So I think there we need also to find clarity from the department. The other one is the recurring nature of qualified opinion. That this was qualified opinion was given in 2013 and it has also been given this year. So it's important that we need to find out exactly what is going on. But some of the issues that are related to this issue of neglect and in this case, a tender was awarded to a Limpopo company worth 1.1 million. Hence, that company had received a lowest point in terms of consulting. So, this is also a concern because if you get lowest marks on functionality, it means you cannot do the job. So, that is a problem. That's why then the regulator in this regard. The last one is. It has to do with procurement irregularities at the department. One which I've just pointed out is misconduct. I put a graph there in the last page which shows misconduct, different types of misconduct. There is fraud, procurement, irregularities, misuse of state vehicles. Those are some of the issues that resulted into the qualified opinion. So, I think then as a committee, then we have to find out exactly what is going on, whether the department has a plan to deal with this kind of misconduct. And with that, honorable members, that is the summary of the annual report for the department.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, that's a straightforward submission, members. We had received quite a great deal of such from the Office of the Auditor General. What our researchers do, they equally are to assist us. Again, as we prepare for any engagements with the department. Any specific issues? Again, he's a messenger.
I just want to check on the issue of consideration where he talks about the contract. Is it appointed by the department or is it for? Is it the department or is the man that was transferred in the municipality? I just want to get clarity there.
This one, it refers to the money that was spent by the department.
Mr. Bata? Any further questions? It's fine. Mama, can you go?
The department by law is supposed to have a database where they keep all these lists of all water users, and then they charge them the amount of the water that they receive. So the department of this system. So that's why then there's a problem there, and then they could not account how much they received. They indicated, I think, I mentioned it on the on this brief this morning. An amount of almost maybe, I think it's 5.1 billion that they received from water users. But then they could not provide the paperwork to support the that's not what we received from water users. So that is the problem of the system. So usually that's why then they will qualify the audit. It's a round issue of reporting in this country. It's not really necessarily an issue of first in this country.
Are we able to get any proof from your research about, and that's probably also something that must go for the department as well. The list of water right holders in the country. And how big could that number be?
You mean the number of individuals which are
both individuals and corporates?
Yeah, it's a lot, but sitting here, I don't think I would be able to answer that one. But
that's why I'm saying, are we able to get part of our research?
Yes.
Are we able to get that list of water right users?
Yes.
To an extent, we also have a sense of the duration from when and until when that going. I'm sure that's what we should be interested in, members, because at the back of my mind, I'm always having this question in mind. Whenever I hear anybody saying about a water scarce country, I always dispute that. Because you certainly do have people who have rights, water rights, to call it what, licenses. Whilst whilst others do not have those water rights, obviously myself, we have municipal water. That's a simple background to my request.
So they are still in water whose land.
Okay, Mama. You can speak to the man.
But we know that we still haven't got the, what we call the rainwater, the agencies, the water agencies report, rainwater and all of them. How are we going to bring the two together in order to form one?
Yeah, so tomorrow the department is coming with TCGA and also Water Resources Commission. I think sometime, I can't remember, but there's a draft program that must be brought to the committee tomorrow for us to look into. But those entities, water boards and those, they are coming, I think sometime in November. The challenge that we have with regards to these other entities is that the water board in their financial year end is linked with the municipalities. And these others, they are on the normal national provincial. So for those others, the water boards and those, we deal with them later. However, it's not formal or official. There is talk somewhere in the corridors that all of these have to be aligned together so that they are all having, you know, one reporting time frame. But for now, we have the scenarios as I've painted. Okay. If there is no other issue still, that shall then take us to the end of our discussion. Nadia shall tell us about tomorrow.
According to the notices that were circulated, the scheduled venue for tomorrow was scheduled to be E249. However, we've been asked to wait for hearings about issues that can take our venue. So we're actually trying to see if we can find a venue with environment. Alternatively, we are looking for an outside venue.